They called you the son of the carpenter.
Bless you in the name of Jesus.
They said my Jesus was just a teacher. Some said you were a perfect man. People called you Jeremiah. They called you the son of a carpenter. They called you a prophet. But you're bigger than what people say. 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 We call you Elion. We call you Adonai. We call you Yahweh. We call you Elroy. We call you Shammah. Jehovah Mekodishkem. We call you Elohim. Jehovah everything. But you're bigger than all these names, oh. 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 You can raise the dead for free. You can open blind eyes for free. You can make the lame to walk. You can make the dumb to speak. You do it all for free. You are God alone. Oh, you're bigger than what people say. See what you did to Pharaoh. The Egyptians can tell. See what you did to Dagon. The Philistines can tell. See what you did for me. No life that you cannot save at all. My Jesus, you are so great. Wiser than my knowledge. Bigger than my wisdom. We depend on you. You depend on nothing, Lord. You're bigger than what people say. My Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Hey, you're bigger than what people say. You're bigger, Lord. You're bigger.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me know where you're watching from. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Let me know where you're watching from. Let me know where you're watching from. Maradu Sheka Arena Mojareva. Karina Superedo Superedusa Karana Mashade. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me know where you're watching from right now. Let me know where you're watching from. Let me know where you're watching from. Let me see where you're watching from. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. If you're with us right now, let me know where you're watching from. The great Noskis, God bless you. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. We're going to be ignoring whatever the network is trying to do today. We're going to be focusing on the message that we're about to share. And I believe it's going to bless us mightily in the name of Jesus. See, I've come to an understanding that one of the things that we Christians fight a lot about, or one of the challenges that we face, is unbelief. How do I mean by unbelief? The thing is that we don't know how to take the promises that Christ has given to us freely and utilize for our own benefits. If everyone can hear me loud and clear, if you can hear me loud and clear, just indicate you can hear me loud and clear. Catherine is watching all the way from Benin City. The Great is watching all the way from Enugu State. God bless you, mighty lines of tuning in right now. I believe everyone can hear me loud and clear. I believe you can hear me all loud and clear. So there's one thing we need to come to an understanding, and that is the power of unbelief. Unbelief is a spirit, and it's not from God, it's from the devil. And we must come to that understanding. And we're going to look into scriptures that talks about unbelief. And how we can actually overcome unbelief. Because it's very, very important. If we don't know how to overcome unbelief, it's going to hinder us from receiving the blessings that God has promised for us. And today is going to be very prophetic as well, by the special grace of God. So everyone that is tuning in right now, share the broadcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we are alive. Announce to your friends that we are alive. It's going to be a mighty ministration today, and it's going to be very, very powerful. So God bless wherever you're watching from, in the name of Jesus. Father, let us begin to pray in the Spirit. Father, we commit today's program to your heavenly hands, O Lord. We commit today's meeting to your heavenly hands, O Lord. We commit today's gathering to your heavenly hands, O Lord. Holy Spirit of God, have your way in our lives. For every one of them that will be tuning in live now or later, and every one of them that is under this voice, O Lord, Father, I ask for your power in feeding over their life, O Lord. I ask that you open their eyes of understanding, O Lord. I ask that you enlighten them, O Lord, that you open their ears to hear your word. and that you allow this seed to be planted in them, oh Lord. That you, Lord, water the seed, oh Lord. I empty myself, oh Lord, and I present myself as a living sacrifice, Lord, to be used to be a blessing to everyone that will be watching this message, oh Lord. Father, open their understanding after today's teaching, oh Lord, Father, that they will grow to a greater height in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. They will grow to a greater height in communion with you, O Lord. They will grow to a greater height in worshiping with you, O Lord. They will grow to a greater height in understanding your ways, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered our prayer. Your name alone be exalted and glorified in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Chief Bearer Gates. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Like I said, wherever you're watching from, share this broadcast. Share the broadcast. Share the broadcast. Let someone be a blessing. Share the broadcast so that someone be a blessing in the name of Jesus. So we're going to be looking at something very, very important. Now, before we talk about what unbelief is, before we dive into knowing what unbelief is, there's something I want us to understand. Before we begin to understand what unbelief is. Now, unbelief means the absence of faith. The absence of faith is what unbelief is. When they say someone is not a believer, it means the person doesn't have faith. That means, and the Bible said that in order for you to please God, that is without faith, it's impossible to please God. That means that if you must please God, if your life must glorify God, if your life must point to Christ, if your life must, if you must understand the scripture, then you must have faith and unbelief must be dead. Wherever there is faith, there cannot be unbelief. Wherever there is an unbelief, there cannot be faith. Faith is a spirit and also a gift. Same with unbelief. Unbelief is a spirit. It can also be called a gift. Because some people are so gifted in projecting negative thoughts in people. So people are so gifted in planting unbelief in people. So it can actually be said that it's a gift as well. The opposite of faith is unbelief. What is faith? Faith is the ability for you to see, the ability for you to believe that that which you are not seeing is more real than that which you are seeing. Well, that is what faith is all about. Faith is the ability for you to know that that thing which you are not seeing is more real than that which you are seeing. Faith is the ability for you to know that whatever I've asked God for, that the Lord has answered that prayer. Even before I get to see it, even before I get to see the physical manifestation of that thing I'm asking God for, that the Lord has answered those things. You see, without faith, you can't really serve God, because without faith, you can't commune with God. Because for the fact that you know that God exists, works through faith. It is by your faith that you still hold on to believing that you're a Christian. It is by your faith that you still hold on to believing that whenever you call the name Jesus Christ, that something saves you. It is by faith that you know that God exists. Without faith, God does not exist. So without faith, you can't really please God. So what is unbelief? Today we're talking about unbelief, how to deal with unbelief. Now, unbelief is the absence of faith. I say it again, unbelief is the absence of faith. So the presence of faith and the absence is different. When you say, if I have belief, then faith is present. When faith is not present, what I have is unbelief. And this is the reason why most Christians, we pray and believe the Father. We bring the promise of God that God said, I will prosper you, I will bless you, I will do this for you. But eventually, we at a point, if we believe what God has said, we believe what God has said through the Bible, we believe what God has said through the prophets, through his servants, we believe what God has shown us in the vision. But at a point, we start doubting what we are actually seeing in the vision. The same thing God said in his word, he showed you in the vision. The same thing he showed you in the vision, he prophesied through his servants to you. But at a point, because we're not seeing the physical manifestation of those things that we have been believing God for, we start disbelieving. And the moment you stop having faith and start using unbelief, all of a sudden that thing is being hindered. Not because God cannot give it to you, but God operates in the frequency where the transaction is faith. Without you understanding how the transaction of faith works, you can't receive anything from the Father. The Bible said that he called things that were not as if though they were. So that means God does not say things and he calls it and he comes to resistance. God is a creator. That means whatever he says, he creates. If God said, and I will bless you, he will bless you. Your one is that the reason that sometimes we try to think it out for God. How is he going to bless us? Through my uncle, through my auntie, through my... God does not work in the way you think. He said his thoughts are higher than us. Just as the heavens are higher than us, that's how his thoughts are way higher than us. We can't imagine and see things the way God sees things. God might say, I'm going to bless you today, and eventually your uncle gave you 100,000. That you might think that that is the blessing of God. That might not be from God. God is seeing beyond that, and you might limit God by thinking that this is just what the best God can offer. We have to be able to allow our imagination to grow wide in the things of the Father, to be able to know that this person we're talking about is God. And his knowledge is unlimited. His knowledge is so powerful. It cannot be measured. And he's not controlled by anything. He's not sustained by anything. He sustained himself. We are sustained by the air we breathe in. We are sustained by light. We are sustained by the sun. We are sustained by things around us. God is self-sustained. He can't die. He won't die. He's not afraid. He has nothing like fear in him. He's the creator of all things. So we have to come to that understanding, because that understanding is going to help us to grow a lot in what we're talking about today. God bless you. So remember, I said that the absence of faith is unbelief. What is the meaning of unbelief? Unbelief is the absence of faith. And today we're going to be looking at scriptures that's going to help us to understand more about this unbelief. Now, we've been talking about unbelief now. What is the scripture saying about unbelief? The Bible says in the book of Mark 9, 23 to 25. And Jesus said to them, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. He said, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes. Now, I want us to look more into that scripture. That is the book of Mark 9. I want us to look deep into the scripture. Mark 9. Let's understand what actually happens. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Mark 9:23. So let me just start from now in verse 20. So okay, let me start from verse 14. So we understand why Jesus says this. He said, now Mark 9 verse 14. I'm going to read from 14 to 24, just so we can have a better understanding of what faith is all about and what unbelief is all about. Now, without faith you can't receive healing. Without faith you can't receive anything from the Father. You must understand this. So whenever there is an unbelief in your life, then if there is unbelief, unbelief works with the spirit of doubt. Whenever you see unbelief, you see doubt. Whenever you see doubt, you see unbelief. And whenever these two things exist, then your fear also exists. Unbelief, doubt, and fear works together. No one can exist without the other. Just as when faith comes, joy comes, and happiness comes, and love comes. So faith comes with its own group. Unbelief comes with its own group. So we need to come to this understanding, because this is going to bless us mightily in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Chimailo. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It's good to see you online. Now, if you read the book of Mark 9:14, it said, when they returned to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them, and some teachers of the religious law were arguing with them. When the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe, and they ran to greet him. What is all this arguing about? Jesus asked. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit. Now, this person is possessed by an evil spirit. Now, I want you to understand the power of faith. Jesus cannot cast that demon without faith. It is faith that gives you the authority to speak to a demon and say, come out in the name of Jesus, and that demon leaves. It is faith that gives you the authority for you to speak things into existence. It is by faith that you are living. It is by faith that you are able to say, tomorrow I'm going to be having a program tomorrow. I'm going to go to church on Sunday. And next year, I'm planning on buying a car next year. All this thing is by faith. But this is not the kind of faith we're talking about. We're talking about the faith that is in Christ. Now, we can see that everything that Jesus Christ was doing on earth, he does with faith. Without faith, Jesus Christ is also limited. We must come to that understanding, that without faith, that Jesus Christ is also limited. And the moment that we Christians come to this understanding, it bridges a lot of things for us. It makes way for us in certain ways that beyond our own imagination. If you're tuning in right now, please share the broadcast. Now, the Bible said that, what is this? He said, in verse 17, he said, one of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, he throws him violently to the ground. So this spirit is a spirit of dumbness. The spirit that does not allow this young boy to talk. So it's a spirit of dumbness as well. And the spirit that takes control over his body, over the body of the young man, that he throws the boy to the ground. Now, we have got two things there. He said he is possessed by an evil spirit. Whatever, you see, they were so intelligent that they know that whatever that is not good is not from God. And whatever that is bad is of the devil. So they are aware of that. That's why he said that this child, how was the man able to know that the child is possessed by an evil spirit? Because he has a basic knowledge knowing that if my child is, the child when I give birth to was not like this, all of a sudden I'm beginning to see certain characters. He sees himself, falls on the ground. He knows there is something demonic about it. You will say maybe the person has malaria or typhoid. But these men were able to discern and know that there is something demonic about these things. I don't know if someone is hearing me loud and clear. So the Bible says, one of the men, he said, he is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, he throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. I mean, that means that the spirit of death was also involved. Whatever that makes you stiff is the spirit of death. So we can see about four demons here already. The spirit of death. So I asked your disciples to cast out the devil. Now, he didn't say one of your disciples. He asked your disciples. So all of them gathered. So it's not just about gathering. See, even if we gather in one, if we gather, we are not gathering in one accord. We can be scattered. So we must come to that understanding. It's not just about gathering in the church to pray. If we are gathering without faith, then we have unbelief. And wherever there is unbelief, there is no faith. And wherever there is no faith, then the devil operates. Because the devil cannot actually operate where faith lives. Because faith brings down the presence of God. Because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if I have faith, I'm pleasing God. My faith is what pleases God. And whenever my faith is activated, the presence of the Father comes upon me. Because in this realm where we operate, we walk by what we see. But in the realm of faith, we walk by not by what we see. We walk by what the Word of God has said. We walk on the promises that God has said. So if you must kill unbelief, then you must come to an understanding to see things the way Christ is seeing things. Regardless of the situation you see with your naked eye, you must believe that that one that you are seeing in the spirit is more real than the one you are seeing in the physical. You're saying you're not hearing the voice of God. You can't even hear the voice of God without faith. Even the Bible you are holding in your hand, you cannot even hear the voice of God that is written in that Bible. You want to hear the audible voice of the Father. How do you want him to speak to you audibly when you can't even believe the one that you are holding in your hands? Then if he speaks to you, you can't differentiate who he's speaking. And thereby, if you can't differentiate the voice of the Father, you will judge the voice of the Father as unbelief. You judge the voice of the Father as that of the devil. Because he can tell you certain things and you feel like, oh, this is not from God, this is the devil. He might say, don't eat today, just fast. And when you're about to break your fast, he say, continue for 1 hour more. You be like, this is the devil speaking, this is not the Father. See, because you can't differentiate. So we need to come to this understanding. So I asked the disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. Then Jesus said to them, to the disciples, he said, you faithless people, you faithless. Whenever you hear faithless, it means this, you unbelieving disciples, you unbelieving people. That was say, you faithless people, you unbelieving people. What was their problem? They did not believe that they can do it. It's not just about shouting, you demon, come out, you demon, come out, you demon, come out, you demon, come out, I bind you demon. No, it's not just about shouting, you demon, come out. You must believe that you can do it. That's why the Bible said that this sign shall flow them that believe in my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hand on the sick and the sick will recover. They will handle cobras. They will pray in new tongues. And when they eat anything poisonous, it will not harm them. He said, this sign shall follow them. If that sign cannot follow you, if you don't know how to bring that, you can be a Christian, but not know how to activate that sign in your life, then you are limited. Can we share this broadcast, please? Thank you, Jesus. Can we share this broadcast? Can you, wherever you are watching now, can you share this broadcast? Be an extension of this ministry and share this broadcast so someone get blessed. So these things are very, very important, and we need to come to this understanding. That is what Christianity is all about. Christianity without faith is not Christianity. You can't be a Christian and have doubts. Because everything about Christianity lies in the realm of physical, not seeing physically, but in the realm of knowing spiritually and seeing spiritually. You say, Father, open my eyes. Who told you your eyes are not yet open? You think it's until you start seeing angels physically like this that you know that your eyes is open. That's what they call, that is the highest level of open vision. When you can literally be standing with all your senses intact and you are able to see angels in their real form. But it don't just happen like that. God begins to tell you how to sense their presence. Because if one angel appears here, you might run out of this place. Because you'll be terrified. So it takes faith to move the mountain. It takes faith to glorify God. It takes faith to worship God. It takes faith to pray to God. It takes faith to communicate to God. It takes faith to receive from God. It takes faith to know that God has answered your prayer. It takes faith for everything. Without faith, you have unbelief. I know someone is getting, this is a very powerful thing I don't want someone to miss. I hope someone is getting blessed. So Jesus said to them, you faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. He said, how long must I put up to you, you faithless people? How long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Now, Jesus Christ, they don't have the Holy Ghost. But the only need is to, all they need was to believe in Jesus Christ to perform the miracles. All they need was to believe in Jesus. That if Jesus Christ can do it, that they too can also do it. And they will cast out the devil. Because the Holy Ghost has not come upon many. The Holy Ghost was only dwelling in Jesus Christ. So the only thing they need was just to believe in Jesus Christ, and they will partake of the same anointing that Jesus carries. That's why Jesus Christ said, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. He said, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. So that means the same measure at which God sent Jesus is the same measure by which Jesus is sending us. The same equipment, the same power, the same entrustment. We need to come to this understanding. This is very powerful. It's not just about man of God prophesy, man of God prophesy to me. You must know what the scripture is actually saying. Because it's in understanding what the scripture is saying that you now know how to operate. Praise the Lord Jesus. So they brought the boy, but when the evil spirit saw Jesus, he threw the child into a violent convulsion and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. When the evil spirit saw Jesus, it trembles. This is what Christianity is all about. When an evil spirit, you know, I tell people that it's very possible that an evil spirit can see a man of God and leave. You must not fall for an evil spirit to leave you. There are certain places a man of God can be that an evil spirit cannot even come to that place. Because of the angels, the entourage of angels that are around the man of God. An evil spirit must, you see, you must not fall on the ground for an evil spirit to leave you. After all, when the spirit came inside of you, he didn't shake you to come inside of you. So why must he shake to leave? Most times that people feel shaking and falling under the power is when God is, when these demons are living in legions and in hundreds and 50s and 20s. That is when the person could not hold it. Just the power is so overwhelming. But if you relax yourself, they just leave. You can even declare words and reject them and they will leave. First of all, you must know they don't have any legal right to be inside of you. So if there is sin in you, repent of that sin and seek God for mercy, and the Lord will rebuke them out of you and cleanse you from all your iniquities. Once there is no sin in you, the devil cannot find any loophole. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I don't know if someone is listening and paying attention to what I'm teaching. Is someone getting blessed in this message? This message is blessing someone. Just asked the boy's father, he replied. Okay, now, in verse 21, he said, how long has this been happening? Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, since he was a little boy, the spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. I told you it was the spirit of death. Have mercy on us and help us. You see what the father said? He said, have mercy on us. Because sin opens door for the devil to come in. And when the devil comes in, it plants seeds of unbeliefs, seeds of doubts. The devil cannot plant the seed of faith in you. What the devil can plant is the seed of doubt, the seed of fear, the seed of unbelief, so that you begin to doubt. And whenever you begin to doubt, God, the devil begins to manipulate everything about your life. Can we share this broadcast? Wherever you're watching from, can you just share this broadcast? Can you be the extension of this ministry? Then in verse 23, what do you mean if I can? Now he says something. He said, the spirit often throws him into the fire, into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. You see, the reason why this man was having that was because the disciples could not heal. Now this man had the same belief that the disciples were supposed to be able to cast out this demon. If Jesus cast out demons, the disciples should be able to cast out demons. If Jesus, our Father, can cast out demons, you as a Christian have the right to cast out demons. But the reason why you can't is because of your unbelief. You don't believe you can. You believe you can take this bottle of water, you can open it and drink. You have faith that when you drink this water, it goes to your belly. You have faith that when you drink this water, you will not vomit it. You have that faith. But you don't have the same faith that when you pray to the Father, He will answer you. You don't have the same faith that when you speak in tongues, it means something. You don't have the same faith that when you speak to a demon, it will leave. So in those sessions of your life, you have unbelief. I don't think someone is getting blessed there. I don't know if someone is getting blessed there, because I need you to be blessed by this message. If you can hear me loud and clear and you are being blessed, just say, I can hear you loud and clear and I'm being blessed. Now in verse 3, Jesus came, he said, what do you mean if I can just ask? Anything is possible if a person believes. He said, anything is possible if a person believes. So the moment you don't have belief, then some certain things are not possible in your life. He said, anything is possible if a person believe. He didn't say anything is possible if we believe. If a person believe, anything is possible. All you need is to believe in Christ. So if Jesus said that my plan for you is to prosper you, then truly his plan for you is to prosper you. Jesus said my plan for you is to give you an expected future, a better future. Then whatever Jesus Christ said must be true. We don't need to doubt Christ. Why would you even doubt him? What right do you even have to doubt the Father? The thing is that we believe that certain part of the scripture is true for us, and certain part we can't access it. The scripture is the living promises of the word of God to us. For we are the seed of Abraham. The promise of Abraham belongs to us. By faith, we receive the promise of Abraham. So whatever God has promised in the life of Abraham is also promised to me. It's also promised to you. So these things are very important, and we must come to this understanding. We must come to this understanding, because this will make a way for us where there seems to be no way. This is going to open mighty doors for us in the spirit. I don't know if someone is getting blessed right now. Jesus said that all things are possible if a person believes. He said anything is possible if a person believes. The Father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Which is the topic we're talking about. He said, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. That means someone can actually help you to overcome your unbelief, but you must believe first. You must believe that it is possible for someone to help you overcome your unbelief. You must believe that it is very possible for someone to help you overcome your unbelief. The first thing the man didn't say, my unbelief. He said, help, I do believe, but help me to overcome my unbelief. Because a seed of unbelief has been planted because the disciples could not heal him. The reason why the man brought his son to the disciples, because he had the belief, he had the faith that the son, the disciples could cast out the demon. But when he met with the disciples, they couldn't cast out the demon. The devil started planting the seed of unbelief in the life of the young man. And because of that, the seed of unbelief started to creep in. And that's why he said that if you can, he was just being pitiful. God does not want you to pity him. He is God. He doesn't need your pity. He can do all things. God in his nature cannot be limited. He can only be limited when it comes through a man. God in his nature is so powerful, but when it comes through me, if I doubt God, I limit his power. God is able to assess, God is able to allow certain kind of his energies to pass through me based on my faith in him, based on the understanding of what I know about him and the faith I have concerning what he has said in the word of God. This is so deep. Marato super erika takarida shite. It is by faith that I know that which I just said right now is tongues. That is not gibberish or nonsense. It is by faith. And you can't change it. You can't convince me otherwise. It is by faith. It is by faith that we know that Christ exists. It is by faith. Without faith, faith is the most precious thing every Christian has. So don't allow the devil to plant an unbelief in you. If Jesus said that by his stripe we were healed, then we are healed. Even if the physical body is showing otherwise, don't believe what the physical body is saying. Keep confessing that in which you know. Let me tell you something. If you keep saying the same thing over and over and over, you start believing that thing you are saying. But if you keep speaking negativity, 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 you start believing that negativity is your real life. If you start saying my grandfather is poor, my father is poor, so maybe I will be poor. If you keep saying that and keep having that mentality, eventually you will become poor. Because everything around you will attract poverty. If you believe that everything you are doing will not prosper, that Nkechi did it and fail, John did it and fail, that if I do it, I'll fail, then eventually if you do it, you get the same result. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. So if I think failure, I become failure. That's why the Bible says, on things that are good, on things that are of good report, on things that are nice, ponder on them. He said, cast your thought on the things that are good. So we must not allow unbelief to creep into our system. We must not allow unbelief to find a loophole in our life. We must not allow unbelief to store something in us. We shouldn't and we can't. Someone getting blessed. Jesus. Then when Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers were growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak. Now, Jesus Christ, that's why sometimes you call a man of God, the man of God will ask you and say, what is the problem? When you tell the man of God the problem, he identifies what demon or what spirit, or even say that thing that is causing this boy should leave. Now, look at how Jesus addressed the problem. He didn't call the demon by the name. He called, he summoned the demon by the function of that demon. He identified the demon by the functions of the demon in the body of the boy. And that was how he was able to cast out that demon. He said, listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak. He said, I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. He commands. You don't beg demons, please, oh, please, oh. When you have faith, you know your authority in Christ. And because you know your authority in Christ, you command by authority. I don't need to beg someone to give me this water to drink. When my hands are healthy, I can move. Why would I be saying, please come and give me water, please, now? I have the power, I have the authority. All I need to do is reach out to it and collect the water and take it. But unbelief will say you cannot do it. It's not possible. You can't. It's unbelief that makes you, when you pray, you say, remember that thing you did 30 years ago. Are you sure God has forgiven you? That thing you did 15 years ago. Are you sure God has forgiven you? God cannot forgive you. You did an abortion. God will not forgive you. You lied to a pastor. God will not forgive you. You that you have been fornicating sins. Is it because you repented 2 months ago? You cannot ask God for anything now. You just repented recently. You have to wait for at least 2 more years before you grow and mature. No! 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 It's unbelief that is planting that. But the moment the Bible said that I have forgiven all your sins, then Jesus Christ has done that. You can't change it. Even if you want to change it, you can't still change it. The Bible said that he who the Son of Man has set free is free. If you are free, you are free. If you are being prayed for and declared free, you are free. Take the word of God the way it is. Don't add anything. Don't remove anything. Don't assume anything. Let the word of God be the word of God. Let the word of God be the truth word of God. Is someone really getting blessed? Because I want you to be blessed. I want this message to bless you mightily. Ah! Jesus. Jesus. I don't know if we are getting blessed here. I don't know if we are getting blessed here. Are we getting blessed? Are we getting blessed here? Thank you, Jesus. He said, I commanded. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. Now, the Bible said that the boy appeared to be dead. If there's some persons, they will say the boy is dead. The Bible said that the boy appeared to be dead. It looked like he was dead. Some people might be, see, that thing was the devil trying to install unbelief in the mind of Christ, but it's impossible. In him, there is no atom of darkness. That was the devil trying to install unbelief in the heart of Jesus. He said, then the spirit screamed, and fell on the ground, and the boy looked like he was dead. And the mama ran through the crowd as people said, he is dead. People began to prophesy that the child is dead. Can you see that even Jesus, the devil, tempted Jesus to see if he can plant the seed of unbelief? He said, the child is dead. People around begin to say that the child is dead.
Thank you, Jesus.
The network is not really friendly here. Thank you, Jesus. So they were just saying that the child is dead. That the child is dead. Some persons, if they say, your child don't die. No. You stop praying. You say, she ain't not through. But something happened. When they said the child is dead, they said, the boy appeared to be dead. And Momo ran through the crowd as people said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet. And he stood up. Afterwards, we understand this. So this thing is important. You see what happened. So when you read the life of Jesus, everything Jesus was doing has to do with faith. So regardless of whatever you are sensing, you are believing God for a job, you applied for a job, the Lord showed you that job is yours, and eventually that job was given to someone. You don't doubt, you still give God the glory. You can still give God the glory. And that same company will call you back and say, oh, sorry, we were not able to give you the job of the 10 million naira because there is a job of a 20 million naira out there. But if you start complaining, I pray God showed me the vision. God showed me a vision that this 10 million naira is mine. God showed me a vision that this contract is mine. So how come they gave it to somebody else? This God said, I don't understand. You have just counseled your belief. You have just exalted unbelief, which is the spirit of the devil. Then you have canceled your prayer and your fasting. You just wasted all of them because of what? Your unbelief. But even eventually you have prayed for something. Father, I want this. Father, that this contract, I present it to you, Lord. Father, I believe I am capable of applying for this job. I believe that I can execute this job. Father, let this job be given to me in the name of Jesus. You said that whatsoever we desire, that if we believe, that we have received, and we have received it. So, Father, I receive this job in the name of Jesus. I receive this job in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving me this job. Now, next time you come to pray, you're not going to repeat the same prayer again. You just come and you remind the Father, Father, remember the job that I prayed for. I know you have given it to me. Father, help me to see the reality in the name of Jesus. The next time you come, you're not praying again and say, Father, this job, I never say more. You begin to thank God. Even when they say, this job, sorry, sir, we have awarded this contract to another person. You still call the phone. You still tell them, oh, thank you, sir. It's fine. You call the call and you still say, Father, thank you for the job that you have given me. Even if it takes 2 weeks extra, you just keep saying, thank you, Father. Even if it takes a month, just keep saying, thank you, Father. Let me tell you something. When one door closes, another door opens. Because you must first believe that which you have asked God for, you have received it. So unbelief tells you that the job you have been praying and fasting for has been given to somebody else. But the faith in God says that even if I have been given to somebody else, that job can still be given to you. You see, in your vision, you might have seen that this is the place you submitted contract, that this is the place to bless you. But in your vision, you saw that this is the way God is blessing you from, in your vision. But God has another door. Maybe 2 months later or 3 months later, that same place you submitted a proposal, another big company will come and say, please, we are looking for people, candidates that are worthy of successful contract. And the person will say, oh, sorry, sir, we have some candidates here. This person is worthy of this contract, but my boss gave the contract to his own brother. So, but I think you can work with this person. And they give this person, the person takes your file and calls you on the phone and gives your contract double of what you are expecting. That is how God works. You don't need to detect God how he will bless you. God is himself, he's infinity, he knows how to bless you. There are more than 1 billion ways in which God can bless any man. A man can only see two, my uncles, my aunties. God is seeing so much possibilities. God is seeing that anyone can favor you. The only thing you need is faith. You kill the unbelief. God bless you, treasure. God bless you, treasure. I don't know why this thing keeps doing this. Thank you, Jesus. So it is important that we come to that understanding. So are we getting blessed? So it's important that we come to that understanding. God bless you in the name of Jesus. So it's important that we come to this understanding, because this understanding is going to change a lot about us. It's going to change a lot mightily about our life. So we need to come to this understanding, because the reason why we are not receiving as we are expected to receive from the Father is because we have unbelief. Because we don't believe the word of God. If God said, I'm going to bless you, we still doubt it because we are not seeing it in the physical realm. Okay, we have seen ourselves driving cars in the spirit. We see ourselves building houses. We see ourselves helping the poor. We see ourselves doing this, building foundation, raising so many things. But in the physical realm, it is not appearing the way it is. Hold on to that which you have been shown by Father and believe in his words. You don't need to know how God is going to bless you. You just need to know that he can bless you. You don't even need to know where the blessing is going to come from. You just need to know that the blessing will come. You don't need to start questioning, Father, how are you going to bless me? You just need to know that God can bless you. That if he says that he will bless you, then he will bless you. You don't need to begin to question the possibilities. How will God bless me? I'm in this place. I'm only selling pure water. How will this pure water make 1 million naira? No, God does not work that way. That is unbelief. You need to believe that God can do all things. You might be shocked. A friend might call you on the phone. You might say, man of God, I don't have any friend that has that kind of money. Do you know how where all your classmates are? Are you in touch with every one of them? God can touch the heart of a man. He will just meet you and bless you. God can even project a dream in the heart of a man to look for you. God can even give a man your phone number. And the man wake up knowing your phone number, and the man just dials your number and blesses you. God can make a divine arrangement on your way going to a particular place. Maybe all of a sudden your car hits somebody else's car. And because you're a Christian, you come out of the car, you didn't yell, the person rant on you, insults you, call you all names, say you are dumb, you are deaf, why are you driving like this and everything? And you just step by and you just say, Father, Master, I'm sorry, please forgive me. So I'm sorry. And the man says, get out of here, and the man leaves. After a while, the man starts thinking that this young man has wisdom. Like with all the insult I railed down at him, with all the insult I poured at him, he never replied. Now I will look for this man. And that's how you find favor. The thing is that we want to think how God would bless us. We want to know, we want God to bless us in a certain pattern that we believe the blessing should come. Whereas God is thinking different. You are thinking God can bless me in two ways. God is saying I can bless you in 50,000 ways. Just I'm trying to know which one is closer. We have to learn to see how God sees things. Don't care how God is going to bless. Just know that he's going to bless you. If the Bible says that the Lord will bless me, then he will bless me. I don't care what anyone is saying. I don't care what you have to say. I know that he is capable. According to his riches in glory, that he will bless me. You know, he said, I know the plans I have for you. The plan to prosper you. The plan not to harm you. The plans to give you hope. The plans to give you future. So if God is saying honestly, there's nothing negative about it. God said that his plan is for you to be great in life. Don't tell me God created you in this life and sent you to be a poor man. No, 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 no. You must trust in him. Don't say some people are meant to be poor in this world, but people are meant to be rich. No, no, that is not the plan of the Father. Why would God send you to this earth just be poor? And you say, when I get to heaven, I will not make my money. No, no. There are principles of receiving anything you want from the Father. You must know what is the promise of God for you. Did God say that, some people have created them to be poor? Did the Bible say so? The Bible says so. If the Bible does not say so, then you can't believe it. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I don't know if someone is getting blessed here. Because I don't want us to go so deep. I don't want us to go so deep in the teaching.
Said by Jesus was just a teacher.
Someone getting blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to plug my phone. So is someone getting blessed? Thank you, Jesus. So it is very, very important that we come to this understanding. It is very, very important that we come to this understanding. This understanding will take us far in the things of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Marato soperedo shaka ereno soperedo shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Are we blessed mightily? Are we blessed in the name of Jesus? Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Marato sope erenosha. Let me see if you are blessed. Just say, I'm blessed. If you're blessed, just say, I'm blessed. If you're blessed, just say, I'm blessed. So, what is the word of God? The Bible said that healing is for you. So, why should you doubt healing? You must learn not to see by what you're seeing by the physical appearance, but see by what is the word of God saying. He said that I am healed, that by his stripe I am healed, that he bore our weakness. He took the pain, he took our infirmities away. So if he has taken it away, then there is nothing like sickness in me. That way, whenever I want to rest, I don't say I want to rest, I say my body needs to rest. God bless you, Udechukwu. God bless you, Udechukwu. Bless in Chinazan. God bless you. So these things are very important and we need to come to an understanding. So you can't, how do you deal with unbelief? You focus on what God has said. If the Bible said that the Lord has healed me, he has healed me. If the Bible said that God will promote me, he has promoted me. If the Bible said that I am blessed and not cursed, then I am blessed and not cursed. If the Bible said I am the head and not the tail, I am the head and not the tail. You can't change it. Even if you want to change it, you can't change it. The Bible says, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. You can't change it. I am the head. I am not the tail. He said, I will bless the works of your hand. Whatever I lay my hand, even if the thing seems to be going bad, I still know that it will prosper, though it may tarry. That you are in the process whereby God promises to bless you in 2 months. And in 2 months, you're not seeing the blessing. It is not called delay. It is called process. When God is about to bless you, he allows you to pass through a process. You might be shocked whenever God says, I'm going to bless you. That is when you start seeing tribulations. Because the devil will send them. The devil needs you to just plant unbelief. The moment there's an atom of unbelief in you, the devil will delay the blessing of the Father for you. And the man of God prophesied that open doors will come to me. The man of God said that finances is coming my way. The man of God said that I'm healed. So why am I not seeing the healing? Instead, I'm getting healing. I'm getting malaria and typhoid, and now I'm having headache. When the man of God prayed for me, I was having only headache. Now I'm having typhoid and malaria. What is happening? When the man of God prayed for me, I had about 100,000 in my account. Now I have just 2,000 naira. Are you sure this man did not take my destiny? No, no, no. The genuine man of God prophesied the word of God. The devil sent tribulation so that you have unbelief. Even when they say you are healed, you came to meet the man of God, you had only headache. But when you meet the man of God, after the prayer, you start having typhoid. You still say, the man of God has said, I'm healed. I know I am healed. The Bible said, so that I am healed, I am healed. Regardless of what I'm saying, I know I am healed. That is how you break unbelief. And the Bible said that you must resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't give the devil a resting place. Don't allow the devil to install the thought of unbelief in you. Whenever it comes, kick it out. Don't accept it. Don't believe it. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if someone is getting blessed right now. Is someone getting blessed? If this message has blessed, just say, I'm blessed. Just say, this message has blessed me. because it's important that we know that everyone is getting me right. So I want to give room for question and answer right now. If you have a question you want to ask concerning unbelief, concerning what I just taught, don't ask any. If you ask any question contradicting what I asked, like I'm talking about unbelief, you talk about something else that is different. When you start talking about dreams or something that does not relate to the teaching, then I'll just ignore your message. So please ask something relating to what we just, what I just taught you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Karadu shabra de gosa pala de gosa pala de gosa karadu 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 gosa pala de gosa pala de gosa. God bless you. Any question? Any question before I leave? Any question before I leave? God bless you. Any question before I leave? God bless you in the name of Jesus. Any question before I leave? God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. You have a question you want to ask? Before I leave, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. You have a question you want to ask me before I leave? Is the right time to ask the question right now? God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Maradoshaka Erenoso Berenevosu Borubanaboshaka Karadasepia Erenoso Berenevosu Borubanaboshaka Karadamara Namoshaka Rabasu Berenevosu Berenevosu Borubanaboshaka Karadasoto Berenemoshaka Erenosama. So I pray for every one of you right now. I believe you have understood what the power of unbelief does and how you can overcome it. So I pray for you, Father. Father, I pray for them, every one of them watching, Lord. I pray, Father, that the faith in their life be stirred up, O Lord. Father, give them, you've given us sound mind. The Bible says you don't give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of sound mind. The spirit of boldness. Father, help us, Lord, overcome our unbelief. Help us to see the power that lies in your faith and in your words. Help us to take your promises in its first value. Open the eyes of our faith, Lord, that we begin to see things from the realms of your faith. That we begin to understand things from the realms of the scripture. That we begin to operate from the realms of your faith. That we begin to call things that are not as if though they were, just like you, O Lord. Father, open our eyes to see your promises. Open our understanding to understand your promises. Give us deep insight over your word. Bring the revelations of your word into our heart, into our soul, into our spirit, into our mind. Let it be soaked in us, Lord, that our life shall be an expression of your word. Let us become living epistles, O Lord. Let us become not just people that quote the scripture, but we become the scripture. That when people look at us, O Lord, they see the life of Christ in us. Help us once again, Father, to overcome our unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Father, for your answered our prayer. May your name alone be exalted in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. How does unbelief hinder our prayer? I've actually explained that. Unbelief hinders your prayer. When you pray and you doubt it, it hinders your prayer. The moment you pray and you doubt your prayer, it is cancelled. But the thought of doubt might be coming, but don't entertain it. The moment you pray and you just made a mistake, you just alter it and say, this is my prayer. Blessed God, no hear this prayer. You have cancelled it. Or you pray for the same thing, you start praying for it over and over and over. When you pray for the same thing 10 times, 9 of the times you have prayed it is because you don't believe it. When you pray, you must know what the promise of God is. See, there are different kind of prayers. When you are praying to receive from the Father, you must find a scripture that covers that you want to ask from God. If you can't find a scripture that covers that you want to ask from God, then that is when you seek for the will of the Father. But as long as you are praying, you must find out if you are asking God for finances, find out what God has said about finances. If you're asking God for healing, find out what He has done for about healing. So if God, you are talking about healing now, God has already healed you. He said, by His stripe we are healed. So that means the healing has taken place. So I don't need to say, Father, please heal me. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I claim my healing. I receive my healing. For I know that you have healed me. You see, I'm no longer begging for the healing to come. I know He has healed me. So I am claiming what God has given to me freely. If I say, Father, Father, please heal me now. Please heal me now. It's a prayer of ignorance, not knowing that you have been healed. So the devil will spot that this person does not have faith. He does not know, not really does not have faith, but the person does not know what has been given to him freely or given to her freely. So when you pray, you must believe that God has answered your prayer. The Bible said in the book of Mark 11:23 that the moment you pray, you must believe that your prayer has been answered. So if I pray, I must believe that before I end my prayer, before I say thank you, Lord Jesus, that the prayer has been answered. That is how you receive. But when you pray and you start thinking, did I pray well? Did this prayer enter well? Are you sure it worked well? Then you are bringing the spirit of doubt in that prayer. And the moment you doubt your prayer, you have canceled the prayer. That's why he said that if you believe, he said that you can say to this mountain, be you uprooted and cast yourself into the sea. But you must really, really believe and not doubt. You must really, really believe it and not doubt it. The moment you doubt, you cancel the possibility of that. That is why the teaching is all about. The teaching we just did now is for you to know how to break the spirit of doubt, the spirit of unbelief. Don't dwell in unbelief. And how do you kill it? You keep prophesying what God has said. I am healed in the name of Jesus. God has provided for me. I am healed. He said, by His stripes, I'm healed. You are confessing it. It starts becoming, I said, whatever you say a lot, whatever you say always, you become that thing. So if you keep confessing that you are healed, you start receiving that healing because it has already been done. It's something that God has, Christ has paid for it. For example, if you don't know how to pay for this water, let's say, for example, let me show you a better example. If you are owing somebody 50,000 naira, and you don't have the money to pay the person. Whenever you see the person, you hide. If I go and pay that person the 50,000 naira, and I didn't tell you that I paid that person 50,000 naira, even when you see the person, you still be hiding because you don't know that I have cleared the debt. But if you know that I have paid for that debt, then you don't need to be afraid of the person anymore. If you see the person, you wave out at the person. The same thing, God has paid for our healings. So we are not meant to be sick anymore. So all I need to do is go to where God has paid for, go to the receipt of where God has paid for that healing. Bring the receipt and show the devil, see, Oga, sickness. If you don't want to come out now, I'll cast you out. Jesus has paid for this sickness. So it can't be in me. Jesus has paid for this HIV. It can't be in me. Jesus has paid for this cancer. It can't be in me. Even if I want it to be, it can't be because Jesus has paid it. And He has paid it in full, so it can't be. So you are reminding the devil that you have been healed. So regardless of what I am seeing, I have been healed. It's like if a Nepa people comes to cut your life and you know you are paid, you don't come at me and say, oh God, please don't cut my life. You come and you call and you say, if you dare touch my life, I'll sue you to court. Because Jesus Christ is your lawyer. Why? Because He has paid it. You have the evidence. The evidence is the word of God. The evidence is the finished work of Christ. So it has been paid for and in full. Are we blessed in the name of Jesus? Thank you, Amaka. He said the teaching is clear. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless every one of you watching. Remain blessed mightily. And on Friday, I will not be live on Friday because on Friday is our night of victory. We're having a program from 10 p.m. to 4 in the morning. Powerful. It's going to be 5 hours of prayer. 5 hours of prayer and worshiping the Father. It's going to be very mighty. Wherever you are, please do try and and attend if you are close by. If you are in Onitsha, come and attend. If you are in Enugu, you want to join us, come and join. If you are in Anambra, it's beautiful. If you are in Oka, more beautiful, come and join us. And let us worship the Father and let us understand the victory we have in Christ Jesus. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Remain blessed. Amen.